From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. UN aid agency warned millions of people in South Sudan risk starvation as a food crisis in the country escalates. The promise of a bright future held out when South Sudan gained its independence in July of 2011, but it turned sour after more than 2 years of civil war. More than 1.5 million people have become internally displaced, and at least 750,000 have fled to neighboring countries in search of refuge. Compounding the misery is a UN assessment that 2.8 million South Sudanese, nearly 25% of the country's population, are going hungry and need assistance. Of this number, they say at least 40,000 people living in conflicted, affected Unity State and other hard-to-reach areas are on the brink of catastrophe. South Africa's highest court Tuesday heard a case against President Jacob Zuma. He is accused of violating the Constitution in a scandal over state spending on his private home. Opposition parties brought the case against Zuma to the Constitutional Court, and those proceedings were shown on live television. Opposition protesters marched to the courthouse as judges decided whether the president broke the law by failing to follow a 2014 recommendation that he pay back some of the more than $20 million in home upgrades. U.S. President Barack Obama is unveiling a $4 trillion-plus federal spending plan Tuesday for the year that starts next October. However, the Republican-controlled Congress has already signaled that it will ignore many of his new initiatives during his last year in office. President Obama wants $7.5 billion to fight the Islamic State. This is VOA News.